This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room. You know, I don't care what you're doing or not doing. I do very much appreciate the time that you're with us. Appreciate the time that you're watching, that you're paying attention, that you're being part of the solution and not part of the problem. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can do a couple things up there. A couple things I want you to do. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. I mean, there's a gazillion things you can do up there. Give me your email address. If you give me your email address, the nice thing about that is I get to put it in our, every week we do an email blast, and you'll know who we've got coming on the show and topics we're going to be discussing and that kind of stuff. But I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're engaged, somewhat engaged maybe.
Echo.
You have an echo. Of course you do. I wouldn't have it any other way. Would you? God bless America. You know, technology is wonderful, but only when it's working. 855-REAL-CHOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, a lot of crazy stories I want to get to. I know I won't get to them all, but I'm going to try. I mean, when you see the stuff that's going on college campuses, you've got to sit there and scratch your head. And if you're an alumni of one of these places or a couple of these places, why? Seriously, why? I do not understand. You've got a college that's decided, or researcher decided, we need more color in our medieval time studies. Which I don't really understand. I mean, wouldn't you just study the time period and talk about or deal with the real history of the day? If there's a lot of color in it, so be it. If there's not, so be it. Prominent Association of Medieval Studies scholar has pledged to boycott the discipline's largest annual conference over a lack of social justice programming. How do you have social justice programming in a time where there was no such thing? You want to fake it? On July 11th, the Babel Working Group published an open letter to the organizers of the International Congress of Medieval Studies, which is planning to host its annual conference of about 3,000 academics at Kalamazoo College in May of 2019. There are two concerns they have about this conference. One is there seems to be a bias against a lack of interest in sessions that are self-critical of medieval studies. I don't know what that means. Self-critical, like they don't go looking for people of color to pull forward or to talk about? I don't know. They'll say there might be a lack of focus on politics of the field in the present for today and how it affects it. Especially relative to the issues of decoloniality, globalization, and anti-racism. How do they come up with this stuff? We're talking about medieval days, medieval studies. anyway, it's especially relative to the issues of decoloniality, globalization, and anti-racism. The letter goes on to explain, adding that the second concern relates to an alleged lack of transparency around the process by which they program these things. The decisions that they make on these classes, decisions that they make on what they're going to put into these classes. I always stupidly thought, when it came to history and science and these kind of things, they're all based on fact. At least that's what I thought. I've been wrong before. The letter, which has been signed by more than 600 people as of press time, argues that rejecting workshops such as How to Be a White Ally in Medieval Studies, Toxic Medievalism, oh my God, and Intersectionality in the Medieval Romance. So I guess we have to, it's all about sexuality, not about what medieval history was all about. Now we're going to boil it down to, sexism, romance, how to be a white ally, or who were white allies in the medieval studies days. My God. Oh, there's that word they forgot. Toxic medievalism. What the heck is that? The rejection of multiple sessions co-sponsored by medievalists of color, in particular, minimizes the intellectual guidance that scholars of color would provide at the conference. What do you mean the minimals? What do they throw out black people? They're not allowing black scholars to speak? I'd be against that. I don't think that's what's happening. These scholars are also severely unrepresented in this field. You know, I always think it's funny. Unless you can prove to me that there's the same amount of applications coming in, that there's, and they're being rejected at higher levels, you can't, this is a non-argument. Again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but give me a break. If you have 10 applications, black people who are black applications, and you have 100, what are you supposed to do? You approve them in a ratio? Or do you approve the top 20 slots that are open for the top 20 best people, no matter what color they are? I'm just curious. I don't understand. Other workshops rejected by ICMS organizations include misuses and abuses of the medieval in contemporary culture, race and the medieval, translations of power, race, class, and gender into sexuality in the Middle Ages. How about we just teach about the Middle Ages and what they were truly about? I'm Joe Bettini, your host. You'll sit on the real side. More college crazies, college campus crazies on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. And you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And listen, the more you get involved, right, the better the show is, don't you think? I think so. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being involved, being part of. You know, I had to, in case you didn't catch the last segment, you need to go back and catch it. We were talking about all this aggravation because you have these activists at a college that want more social justice injected into the medieval studies. You know, I don't know what they're looking for here. I think they want to make it up as they go. I mean, I love it. How does an activist group who hasn't even been through the class yet, who doesn't really understand, think there should be more of something they don't know anything about? So for some of you who need to be a little educated here, you know, what was the medieval period, right? So according to the... it's not Wikipedia. No, good. It says, in the history of Europe, the Middle Ages, or Middle Medieval period, lasted from about the 5th to the 15th century. It began with the fall of Western Roman Empire and merged into the Renaissance, or the Age of Discovery, although I don't really understand what that was all about. And what caused it? What brought it about? It had nothing to do with colors. It was feudalism. The Middle Ages, or medieval times, believed it started with the fall of the Roman Empire, 476, for about 1,000 years. Now, it's called the Dark Ages because the great civilization of Rome and Greece have been conquered. I mean, think about what Greece and Rome, Italy, whatever, brought to the world. Culturally, architecturally, and from an engineering standpoint, it was a big deal. And now when they started to fall, and again, look at the similarities between Rome and the U.S., they didn't know how to deal with it. And really, we wiped out a boatload of people during the Middle Ages. They were common throughout the area at the time. It was poor diet, poor hygiene. Some of the most common diseases were dysentery, cholera, typhoid fever, chickenpox, measles, black... Maybe they want... There you go. I just found the problem. Black plague. They don't like what it's called. Maybe they want it called pink plague or something. I don't know. Maybe they don't want to have a color. Just call it the plague. So I don't... Somebody can you enlighten me, because I'm not the smartest guy in the room. What in God's creation could they want out of this? They're very funny people. Anyway, okay. I like, especially at the end of the week, I love the new crazy stories. I like we've been doing the masculinity stuff, which is just hilarious to me. Because everything is toxic masculinity. Masculinity is bad. Too much masculinity is like, come on, let me go throw up. Let's throw up together. Right? The findings of a new peer review study suggested that the college masculinity programs may be... You ready for this? Like, you really need... some of the stuff, come on guys, agree with me here. Some of the stuff, why do they need a study for? Some of this is just common sense, unless they're just trying to spend as much money as humanly possible. When you get into the real specifics on some of the stuff... You're thinking to yourself, my God, this is... You could ask 10 guys in a room and get this answer. And it won't cost you $3.5 million. So a new peer review study suggests that college masculinity programs may be damaging to the romantic prospects of male students. Led by the University of Iowa researcher Perlin Gull, the study, Benevolent Sexism and Mate Preferences... discovered that women prefer men that are chivalrous. They have, you know, attitudes toward them as being women, treating them as women. Now, so this, because those men to them are seen as more likely to invest and protect and provide and commit. The left would have you believe that if a woman wants somebody else to take care of her or protect her or my God, be in a committed relationship. Want some of the traditional roles? Well, that's bad. That's wrong. And it's terrible. And it puts the female down. I think that's just crazy. Why? Look at, if two people in a relationship have an agreement as to what roles are being played by who, shut up. It's none of your business. You don't have a right to tell people how to live, how not to live. You can tell them they don't agree with you, but only if they ask you. Because I don't care what you have to think. Even feminist women preferred chivalrous men, according to the study. See, even though, you know, it's really funny, it's an anonymous study. They don't have to give all their information, obviously. But they are answering questions, and when you put it all together, you see, even those very strong-willed women, as they call them, women who have their own minds. I never did understand that, but I am. Thought everybody had their own mind. Some work, some don't. So even feminist women preferred chivalrous men. The researchers discovered, suggesting that attraction to chivalrous men may be a mate preference for women in general, and not just for women who endorse traditional gender roles. Most women, according to the study, wanted men that were kind and soft and took care of them. Wow. You ever wonder if, well, I could get myself in a lot of trouble here, but we'll just say, you ever wonder when you see those women going nuts in the parades and other places, you know, that really the problem is that they've never been able to have a decent relationship with somebody? They really don't know what it's like to have a relationship with somebody. Just asking. After the study attracted widespread media attention, Campus Reform reached out to the researchers to inquire about the implications of the study, especially towards college men. And especially since many universities have programs discouraging men from being chivalrous, which I don't understand. I mean, if you're a woman who really hates this, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me know why. I won't read your name, I promise, unless you're nasty on me. I think these masculinity training programs can be damaging to male college students, indeed, since it seems like these programs are focused on the very unrealistic concept of gender equality. I don't think we should force men and women to act identical. I've always wondered that. You know, they say you're totally equal in every way, but we process differently. Our bodies are built differently. I'm not just talking about parts and pieces. Our bodies are built by, we're susceptible to different diseases. Right? I mean, think about all the things that are different about the two bodies. How you can say we're totally equal unless you're talking mentally. In that light, that's different. But we're not totally equal. And you know what I mean. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCM for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Trump administration remains upbeat about the prospect of denuclearization of North Korea and the progress that's happening, but U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, says sanctions must continue.
We can't do one thing until we see North Korea respond to their promise to denuclearize. We have to see some sort of action.
At the U.N., there's a tug of war with Russia and China about easing sanctions. Haley says North Korea is in breach of sanctions that cap the transfers of refined petroleum products at 500,000 barrels a year. Republican member of the House Armed Services Committee, Jeff Banks, tells Fox News President Trump's invitation to have Russian President Putin come to the White House sends the right signal.
Having a president in the White House who understands the role of strength and to continue these discussions and negotiations about a way to repair a broken relationship.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
To go through what Trump's going through. Boy, think about how many people he scares. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Live from the bunker. And it is a bunker. Believe me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You should head up to the website, though. We'll wait for you, right? Head up to the website. Get involved in the conversation. If you give me an email address, every week I send out an email, I let you know who's going to be on, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of stuff. I want to get back to this thing, though, here, which is the whole, you got a college professor now that's done some research to show that by, you know, constantly beating down on masculinity, calling it toxic masculinity, what have you, truly, totally ignores human nature. Now, I know those far, far hard lefties will say, you know, no, it's a social construct that women want to be taken care of. It's a social construct that men want to take work. No. No. You know, you take God out of the picture. Go back to the days of old. My God. Look at how men are built. Look how women are built. Look at the differences in the structures. Men tend to have more upper body strength. Women tend to have more lower body strength. Gee, I wonder why. I mean, until, well, let's just say there's nothing for me to push a baby out of. You know what I'm saying? Don't need lower body strength. And even feminists admit, which I think is hilarious, they would never admit it at a feminist function or something, but even feminists admit in this study that they want men to be soft. They want men to open doors for them and that kind of thing. Now, the professor was also quick to note that it is difficult to make suggestions about how boys and men should act towards women, even with the benefit of her research she did. Right? She's concerned how people are going to look at the masculinity programs at the university. She says, I think these masculinity training programs can be damaging to male college students, indeed, since it seems like these programs are focused on very unreal conceptions of gender equality. I could read that 15 times. Here's a professor. If a conservative says something about this, it means he's saying that women and men aren't equal because women are too stupid. I would never say that. I mean, I have two girls. You couldn't get them. My girls would tell you I never. Matter of fact, I was on the other side of the issue. I always said, I'm not going to take that from. Don't give me that garbage that I'm just a girl. That means absolutely nothing to me. I don't think we should force men and women to be and act identical to each other, she added, encouraging. Forcing men to be identical to women is social engineering, and it's cruel. It totally ignores human nature, including differentially evolved male and female mating psychology. Well, no, we're exactly the same. Don't you know that? That's why sex doesn't matter, gender doesn't matter, doesn't matter what you're doing, where, when, how many, and how long. Doesn't matter. Because we're all exactly the same, with the exact same feelings in the exact same way. Instead, goal stated that men and women should date in a way that feels natural. I don't even have a PhD. If men and women are aware of the positives and negatives of chivalry, benevolent sexism, then it's men's choice whether to act chivalrous to women and women's choice whether to approve of it. You know, how about communication? Maybe we should learn how to communicate again. Wouldn't that be cool? Instead of learning about whether you should be a chivalrous guy or not, you can't say, do you mind if I open the door for you? Because a woman who's being honest is going to say yes or no. They're going to know what they want, what they don't want. Why do we make it hard on ourselves? I don't get it. University camp professor Tom Kupfer, who also worked on the research, told Campus Forum that he couldn't make any blanket statements about college masculinity programs because there's such a variety. But he did reiterate that the research shows that benevolently sexist men are simply more attractive. Wow. Think about that. Yeah, nobody likes a cocky anybody, right? And nobody, listen, I've heard women talk. I mean, you sit in a booth at a restaurant, behind, in front of, or next to a bunch of women sitting in a booth, you're going to hear things you haven't heard since high school. And they don't like squishy. And I'll tell you another thing, you know, man to man, you come up and put a dead fish in my hand when you're trying to shake my hand, I'm done with you. Now, going forward, Kupfer suggests that the more research could shed light on how to help men understand the nuances of chivalry and chivalrous attitudes. That's so you can avoid being patronizing towards women. Again, doesn't it come back to conversation? Does it come back to communication? You can't patronize a woman. Look, if you don't know the character of the woman you're out with, or vice versa, men, women, you don't know the character of the guy you're out with within a date or two, you're not paying attention. And I would hope that you didn't bump into somebody at the coffee shop and decide to start dating them. You'd get to know them a little bit, talk with them a little bit. I talked to a young man a couple of months ago who was telling me that he had met somebody and talked with him a little bit, went out for dinner and decided within about 11 minutes this was not for him. That's the way to do it. You don't prolong it. You don't get it. Go get the stuff on the table to begin with. That way you don't have to waste any dinner money. One of the examples he asks is, do all acts of benevolence undermine and patronize women? Or is it only certain acts and only in certain situations? He goes on to say, for instance, overt helping behavior might be detrimental when a woman's professional competence is at stake, whereas helping her to move heavy items at home might not be so undermining. But see, I don't get that. If somebody's having a hard time moving something at work, male, female, large, small, Asian, Hispanic, black, white, green, red, or purple, what's it matter? If you truly want equality and you treat everybody like a human being, then if somebody's having trouble moving something, help them move it. Look, what was it? You can't call people in a wheelchair handicapped. Well, you shouldn't call them handicapped anymore. Now you call them differently abled or something, right? Isn't that kind of, right? So, I don't know what that does for the psyche. I don't know what that does to somebody. I would love to get a bunch of people in a room, and not a condescending way, and ask them. And not people who can walk. I want people in a wheelchair, like 10 of them in a room, and discuss what irritates them, what they find distasteful or uncomfortable. That's the way to do it. Don't ask the old white professor sitting in a room what they think is right or wrong. Go right to the people living it. That's the stuff that makes me nuts. We decide that we know better than them. We decide we know what's better for them and whoever the them is than they do. So when you're looking at this stuff and you really want to find out what women believe or don't believe, who to help or who not to help, it's not. It's just like this. It goes all the way back to Barack Obama. Right? I mean, if you didn't agree with him, you were racist. If you didn't like what he was doing, you were a hater. Funny how that switched, and they're okay with it. When we complained about it, they told us to suck it up. So they've already labeled us. They've already decided what we should believe, what we shouldn't believe, and what we do believe. So don't let them do it. It's what I keep saying to you guys. Don't let them do it. Don't let them get away with it. Don't let them keep setting the narrative. We do it too often. We back away too often. We back down. And I'm not telling you to get in a full-blown fight with these people. Because that doesn't do any good. We all know it doesn't do any good, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I don't know how I feel about this. I have mixed feelings on this one. An Ohio restaurant canceled Sunday church discount after an outrage from secular organizations. In other words, from atheist organizations, people who don't believe in God. So they definitely don't want godly people getting a break, right? But seemingly harmless. I mean, they give discounts for all kinds of crazy stuff. Two parishioners who wanted a good meal after church backfired at an Ohio restaurant after a secular organization cried foul. You know, I'm going to use the choice words I have for that secular organization during the break. You don't have to. I'll be back in a minute.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Always a pleasure. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, there are no free rides. Ignore that song. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly just being, you know, part of the conversation. You know, I haven't had him on in a while. I'm going to bring him back on here one of these days when I get around to it. Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute. They actually work across the country protecting your rights, religious and otherwise, to be able to live out your faith in education and other places across the globe. And he sends out a message once in a while, and he's asked me to play it. I am no problem putting these out there. You need to hear the great work that these guys are doing.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Some college students are fed up with politically correct policies silencing their free speech on campus and are suing. One such group, Speech First, argues that universities are establishing arbitrary rules about what speech is acceptable, and these rules threaten First Amendment rights.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Yeah, we need to support each other. In situations like this, these guys are out there on their own dime protecting your rights and my rights. And, you know, again, it's just a matter of, are you willing to skip a cup of coffee at that really expensive coffee place? I mean, I would be. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, one of the things that you're never going to see, you might see this one, I don't know, after a period of time. Mueller's actually, Mr. Mueller, I don't even know if I want to call him Mr. I have absolutely no respect for this guy at this point. He claims he has new evidence, or from within it's coming, that he has new evidence that actually links Bernie Sanders, chief strategist to this, to the whole Russian debacle. Although you don't want to give it any credence. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. Now, Special Counsel Robert Mueller filed a large cache of evidence against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Right now, you know what's going to happen here, right? Come on, think about this. I mean, why does Manafort get nailed to the wall? Come on, give us some thought. This whole equality thing is a joke. And Podesta, you know, they're putting their feelers out to give him immunity. Now, everybody who was involved, I don't know if you guys realize this, but everybody that was involved in Hillary Clinton's case got immunity. Everybody. The attorneys, the people that worked with her for agreeing to turn over their equipment. Cohen didn't have that opportunity, did he? He didn't have that chance. All he knew is they were knocking on his door, and the next thing you know, they're taking his stuff out. Special Counsel Robert Mueller filed a large cache of evidence against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Now, you can read between the lines, right? One of the people mentioned on a regular basis is former chief strategist for Senator Bernie Sanders. Now, Mueller's evidence linked Ted Devine, Sanders' chief strategist, and Konstantin Kilimnik, a Putin connection, to Sanders and Sanders' campaign. Divine appears from Exhibit 5 onward, Mueller listed a memo from 2006 involving Manafort, Divine, and former Ukrainian President Viktor Vanukovych. Viktor Smith. He was Russian President Vladimir Putin's puppet in Ukraine. Now, Mueller's evidence listed emails after email after email after email that Divine and Manafort connected them both to Konstantin and Putin. I mean, why hasn't Bernie been dragged? Well, Bernie's already got enough trouble. Yeah, Bernie and his wife are already in enough hot water. But they say that Devine's name appears a total of 21 times in a list of nearly 500 pieces of evidence against Manafort. So why haven't they pulled Bernie and asked him questions, asked his team questions? You remember, Bernie is the guy that, you know, he just loves socialism. He has a feeling for communism, right? Before joining forces with Sanders, Devine served as senior advisor to Al Gore. He was part of that whole 2000, campaign along with John Kerry in 2004. The new evidence causes tremendous headaches for Sanders, who seems poised for another White House run. Look at. I love this. You don't even know the giggles I get out of this. Remember that the Democrats are constantly screaming at us about how we're just the old white man's club. We're just a white people's club. How about a list of the people that they have that are thinking about running for president? Truly. Joe Biden, old white guy. Hillary Clinton, yes, this talk of her running again. Old white woman. Elizabeth Warren. She'd like to think otherwise, but we do the truth around here, okay? Old white woman. Bernie Sanders. Ancient white man. Right? That's four white people right there. And others that are talking about throwing their head. Old white guys. Kamala Harris, she's not. She'll never be ready for the presidency in my mind, but she's definitely not ready yet, but they'll push her. An African-American female, right? They'll push her. It's just sad. It's just so sad. And here's other things that are popping up and coming up that nobody is talking about. No, remember that, you think about how deep Obama was into this. But you won't hear that from anybody. You won't hear any of that information when you think about who was part of all this as it was going down. Remember that, nobody wanted to, or Obama didn't want to say anything or do anything because he didn't want to make it seem like he was trying to taint the investigation. Like, really? Taint it. Please, taint it and keep tainting it. Because then you really would have had a leg to stand on to be able to say, look, I investigated, I looked into it, you guys gave me a hard time, but I knew it was the right chief. If Obama could have said that, we would have believed him, but he could have said it anyway. He could have said, look, I am looking at this, I'm looking into this, I believe it to be real and a problem. I don't know who they're fighting for, who they're not, but we're going to look into it, and we're going to see how deep Russia's involvement in this is and how much I have to get involved. Would that have been great? And then if it all didn't mean anything, if it meant absolutely nothing, what's the big whoop? No harm, no foul. I checked into it. I did what I needed to do. I did my due diligence. I actually played president for once. And looked into the issues that were going on. But they want what they jokingly refer to as, you know, what is it, plausible deniability. So if you think about this, what are they talking about? The Russians, when did the Russians interfere in our election? 2016. Did they start in November 2016? No. Who was the president? Oblamo. Obama, sorry. Who was head of the CIA? Come on, you guys are smart. You've got to be faster on this. John Brennan. Who was the National Intelligence Director? Mr. Clapper. Anybody? Is the puzzle falling together for you? Is it really starting? Are we painting a picture here? Paint by numbers? Who's the head of the FBI? Our two favorite people. Mueller and Comey. So all these people knew and didn't do anything. Susan Rice told them to stand down. Where did she get that order, you think? That seemed to be the comment of the day for that group. 2016, they owned it. President Obama was president, obviously. John Brennan was the head of the CIA. National Intelligence Director was Clapper. Mueller and Comey were the combined heads of the FBI. And it's all Trump's fault. My friends, Trump derangement syndrome is real. And you see it constantly. And they won't admit to it any more than most alcoholics don't want to admit that they're an alcoholic. Come on, give it some thought. You know what I mean. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. Put it in a place of prominence so you can grab it and run with it. Always appreciate, always thank you for being part of the show, for being involved, for listening. I really do appreciate that. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid because you know why? You need to be back here on Monday with me. I don't want to be here alone. God bless. Have a great day.